Texte numéro 41. Filthy business. Who will stop Britain's illegal waste-dumping mafia? They made millions from it. They threatened our health and poisoned the land. Among the filth they buried were industrial quantities of syringes, bloody bandages, oily waste from scrapped cars, shredded plastic and asbestos. Yet these men, though responsible for one of the biggest illegal dumping crimes ever prosecuted, suffered nothing worse last week than suspended sentences, community service, and fines and confiscation orders that together amount to around a tenth of the money they are known to have made. Over the past few months, we have begun to notice the scarcely regulated pollution of our rivers and seas, but hardly anyone is aware of what's been happening to the land. If anything, it's even worse. The illegal dumping of waste, much of it's hazardous, most of it persistent, is now a massive crisis in the UK, caused by shocking failures of government. Large areas of land and crucial groundwater sources are being contaminated by illegal tipping, and barely anyone in power seems to give a damn. The disposal of waste in this country relies to a large extent on self-regulation. It's up to you to check that the person to whom you hand your waste is a registered and responsible carrier. But a study into fly tipping and unregistered waste carriers in England shows that checking is nigh on impossible. Hundreds of different businesses use identical names in the Environment Agency's official register, which often bear no relation to the names under which they advertise or trade. Many provide false names and false locations, including abandoned buildings, sports venues, and in one case, a Premier Inn. Technical glitches, unfixed after 5 years, ensure the site is scarcely functional. Most businesses don't appear on the list at all. Altogether, there are over 250,000 unregistered waste handlers in England. Here, as in Italy, it seems we have a waste mafia. But unlike the Italian mafia, ours seldom needs to resort to intimidation or violence because no one stands in its way. Altogether, the report suggests, between 1 million and 6 million tonnes of waste in England are handled outside the lawful system every year. Illegally dumped waste contaminates the soil, the water, and, when it is deliberately burned or spontaneously combusts, the air, with a vast range of toxins, most of which are likely to be unmonitored and unrecorded. We have no idea what the impact on our health and that of the rest of the living world might be, or what the results of this staggering regulatory failure would cost to clean up. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2021.